With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Davos, Switzerland, site of the World Economic Forum, President Trump today chaired the official opening of the Board of Peace.
I want to thank you all for being here. Yesterday we had an incredibly successful visit with many of the world's top business leaders, the best, the biggest, most successful, and foreign heads of state. And now we have one of the most important meetings of all, the official formation of what is known as the Board of Peace.
And the president, along with other world leaders who've chosen to join and who are now board members, signed the initial document for the Board of Peace. Denmark's prime minister, reacting to President Trump's announcement yesterday that he has agreed to what he called a framework of a future deal on Arctic security with the head of NATO.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has released a statement. The Danish leader said that NATO is fully aware of Denmark's position that anything political can be negotiated on, including security, investment, and economic issues. But, she said, we cannot negotiate on our sovereignty.
That is Karen Chamis reporting. Frederiksen said Denmark wants to continue engaging in constructive dialogue with allies on how to strengthen security in the Arctic. Vice President Vance has stops today in Toledo, Ohio, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, amid tense interactions between federal immigration law enforcement authorities and local residents.
My simple piece of advice to them is going to be, look, if you want to turn down the chaos in Minneapolis, stop fighting immigration enforcement and accept that we have to have a border in this country. It's not that hard.
And his visit comes less than a month after Renee Good was fatally shot after blocking ICE and striking an officer with her vehicle. It's a tragedy, Vice President Vance calls a tragedy of her own making. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 413 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are back in court.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has heard arguments this week over whether Louisiana can require public schools to post the Decalogue in all classrooms. The ACLU and various atheist groups are challenging the Louisiana law, and most observers believe no matter what the Fifth Circuit decides, this case is going to the Supreme Court. Texas has a similar Ten Commandments law, and it also faces a legal challenge. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals that in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent roughly 95% of the country's population, yet they're being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done by Islamist groups. Nigeria's Christian population is also under siege, despite representing about half the country's population. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
An upbeat report on U.S. economic growth. Powered by strong consumer spending, the American economy grew at a 4.4% annual rate July through September, the fastest pace in 2 years. It's a slight upgrade of the previous growth estimate. The Minneapolis economy is suffering as anti-ICE demonstrations persist.
Businesses and customers are staying at home. Some protesters are targeting businesses they see as aiding federal immigration enforcement. Countless stores have temporarily closed or reduced hours. Some hotels that house federal immigration officers and saw protests have stopped accepting reservations altogether. The Minneapolis-based Target Corporation has also been the target of protests.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. First-time jobless claims edged higher to a still low 200,000 last week. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.